Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Definitely human.
October 2021. The British fishing industry has been thrown into chaos by Brexit, climate change, and the global pandemic. And without secure exclusivity over our coastal waters, UK fishermen feel betrayed by our current government. I've come to the Red Sunrise, a barnacle-encrusted pub balanced precariously on the edge of the Black Cliffs of Chumstow, North Pricklehead, to meet the crew of the slaughtered albatross and accompany them on their latest fishing expedition. In the past, I've covered some seriously demanding stories, from Friends Forever, the world's littlest puppy orphanage, to Pause for Thought, the guide dog wellness retreat, and, of course, Don't Stop Retrieving, the all-dog karaoke bar. But this will be something of a departure from my usual work, and may even prove to be my toughest challenge yet. The Red Sunrise is a...
What the hell are you looking at?
Oh, Jesus!
What, you think you're odd, do you?
No, sir.
Oh, that's it. You're a dead man.
Oh, no.
I'm going to pummel your face into chum. That's enough. Eh? Who said that? Oh, McSalty. You know this, maggot.
He's with us, Ripper. Let him go.
Oh, is that right? This the kind of scum who crews the slaughtered albatross these days, is it?
I'm a podcaster.
What?
I'm a podcaster? My name's Max.
I said shut your mouth!
What?
Crew or not, I can't let this stand, McSalty. This worm was giving me the stink eye.
I wasn't.
Oh, you just don't know when to stop, do you?
I said, let him go.
Or what? You think I'm scared of you?
Don't do it, Ripper.
Shut up! I've had up to here with you, McSalty. Acting like you're such a big man just because you caught the most fish.
Skipper McJohn McSalty and the crew of the slaughtered albatross have kindly invited me to join them on a 7-day fishing trip on the far North Sea. However, things are already off to a rocky start as violence threatens to erupt between rival fishing vessels. It looks like this Ripper gentleman is gearing up to fight McSalty, who's just standing there. I mean, he's just looking at Ripper.
Stop looking at me like that! You think I won't punch you right in your stupid old man face? I will. I'm doing it. Oi! I said, stop looking at me!
Oh my God! His arm! He punched McSalty in the face and his arm just shattered. Jesus Christ, McSalty didn't even blink. And now everyone is fighting. I can see men crashing against each other like waves, slamming into the floor, bursting through walls. The air is filled with broken glass and wooden splinters, falling in slow motion like snowflakes. It's weirdly mesmerizing. Excuse me.
What can I get you, darling?
I'll take a spritz, please. Is this normal?
What's a spritz?
Oh, just give me whatever they have.
Oh, you're new here, huh? I'm Luna. First one's on the house.
Oh, thanks.
So, you're joining McSalty's crew. They're good boys. And McSalty's a good man. Sure, he might seem mean and emotionally distant on the outside, but it's what's inside that counts, right?
I'm not actually...
And sure, McSalty's the kind of man who doesn't know how to be vulnerable. And yeah, the closer you get to him, the more he pushes you away. But that's just because he has trouble expressing his feelings due to his strict upbringing in a patriarchal family system.
Right, so I don't...
And sure, you love the man, of course you do. You've loved him for as long as you can remember. Ever since that cold, bright day in autumn, when he danced on Piggly Coast till the stars came out. Seems like a lifetime ago now. But the smell of wild heather still takes you back there, to that day.
What?
And sure, you keep hoping that one day something will change and that hard look in his eyes will soften just for you. And you let yourself believe that you could dance again, despite knowing that the sea will one day claim him, as it did his father. And he'd rather live a life alone than make a widow of you.
What is happening?
Same again.
Sure thing.
Mr. McSalty? Sir? Hi. Max, we spoke on the phone. Thank you for agreeing to be on the show. It's an honour to be going on this journey with you.
Honour's got nothing to do with it, kid. All right, let's move out!
Oh, okay, yes. Right now? Right, so are we going straight to the ship? What?
Follow me, mate. We got you all set up.
Thank you. I'm Max.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, McSalty.
Yeah?
I like the new kid. You look after him for me, okay?
Yeah.
Night has fallen on the far North Sea. I've spent my first few hours aboard the slaughtered Albatross, familiarising myself with the cabin, gear, and my bunkmate, Gaul. And now it's time to get some sleep before the first big day of fishing. But the constant noise, the rocking of the ship, and my feelings of apprehension and dread are all obstructing my passage into the land of Nod. 7 days at sea, documenting one of the most dangerous jobs in the world? Just what have I gotten myself into? All I can do is hope that the clear, clean light of day will bring clarity and a renewed sense of... Oh, God! What's happening? What's happening?
That's just the alarm, mate. We're deploying the nets.
But what time is it?
Time to get to work. Let's go.
Oh. I'm now out on the deck, in the biting wind, amid cranking machinery, rope coils and seagulls. Huge nets of cod and haddock are being pulled onto the ship. Thousands of fish wriggling and gaping in silent screams before being hauled below to the gutting room. The smell is overpowering, like it's seeping into my very being, down to my bones. Ugh. The crew's wages depend entirely on how many fish they can catch. For them, a big haul like this is good news. But for me...
Oi, Max! Stop gabbing and help me with this haul!
Oh, right. Yes, I'm eager to learn, Mr. Gaul, and to prove myself to the crew.
Yeah. Just watch your hands, mate. These are proper far North Sea cod. Not like them fancy London cod you have at home.
What's the difference? Get it off me! Get it off me!
Quit moving! I can't!
It's trying to eat me! Help! Help me! What? Oh, McSalty! Thank God!
This is the far North Sea, kid. Ain't no God here. And you better start pulling your weight if you want to stay aboard this ship.
I tried to warn him, Skipper, about the cod.
Get back to work!
Oh, I'm gonna be sick.
Don't mind old McSalty, mate. He might be a bit hard on fresh meat like yourself, but that's just because he's deeply protective of his crew and is only able to express his nurturing side through tough love and displays of physical strength.
Okay. Well...
I believe he recognises that his hyper-masculinity has been forced on him by his overbearing father and, in a larger sense, reductive cultural norms. But he's spent so long being this way, he doesn't know how to stop, or who he'd be if he did.
I see. Thanks for the insight, Gaul. Really helpful.
Don't feel too embarrassed about the fish, mate. I've seen him eat bigger men than you.
Well, I guess... Wait, eaten? Did you say eaten?
Of course, McSalty could fight 100 of them and still come out on top. and only with his trusty swordfish.
His trusty swordfish? What are you talking about? Oh, now what?
Ah, this can't be good.
What can't be good? Am I seeing that right? Is that an island?
That's no island. It's an oil rig.
That's no oil rig.
What is it then?
Son of a grey seal, the skipper's right. We're in enemy territory, mate. Look up there, the flags.
Are those... I'm sorry, I think I must be losing my goddamn mind. Are those swastikas?
Greetings, visitors. Welcome to our humble abode. Sea Nazis. I hate these guys.
Sea Nazis?
I am Senior Command Leader Craig. I am, how you say, the boss of this little operation. And you, my friends, are very far away from home indeed.
Why is he doing a fake accent?
Silence! Yeah, it is true. I was not technically born in the fatherland, nor have I ever been there as such. But I am definitely a proper Nazi, I assure you. And so are all my men here. We met on the forums and have since been doing a lot of pretty cool Nazi stuff, like dressing up in the uniforms and doing the walks. Now, I think we will play a little game, yeah? It gets ever so boring undersea. We must amuse ourselves whenever possible. So, you tell me why you are here, and then I decide if you are telling the truth. Sound fun? Okay, let's start with the little one.
Me?
That's right, you. Why are you here?
I don't know.
You don't know? You're on a secret Nazi base in the middle of the sea, and you don't know why you're here? Oh, I find that hard to believe. No, that's a wrong answer, mister. 0 points for you. Perhaps we can jog your memory with some light torture. Kevin, if you'd be so kind.
My pleasure, Senior Command Leader.
Oh, no?
All right, little man. Here's what's gonna happen.
Oh, my God!
No!
Jesus! Jesus! McSaldi just punched through that Nazi's head. There's brains everywhere. And now everyone's fighting. Oh, God, how did this happen? How did any of this happen?
Max! Come on, man!
Where are we going? And why are you carrying dynamite?
To blow up the base, of course. Relax, man. We do this sort of thing all the time.
Are you kidding me? Oh, God! What do we do about the helicopter?
Oh, don't worry. She's with us.
Hey, Trollerman, I got your message. Hope I'm not too late to kick some Nazi ass.
My bunkmate Gaul and I have taken advantage of the chaos below to infiltrate the Nazis' command center, an exterior control room situated at the very top of the base, surrounded by a knee-high railing, the only thing separating us from the terrible far North Sea below. We are currently placing explosives to bring the whole structure down. Just another day as a trawlerman. And it has to be said, I'm really starting to feel like part of the crew now. I'm contributing to the mission and exchanging light-hearted banter with Gaul, who I have learned is an amateur painter in his spare time.
There we go. That's all set. Hey, you know you're not so bad at this, mate. As a matter of fact, I'm proud to call you one of us.
Oh, thanks.
When all this is over, we should go get that drink. Aha! Found you!
Oh, no!
Die, trawler man filth! Die! Let's get down!
Gaul! No! Gaul! Say something! Say something!
I'm fine. But how? McSalty!
Looks like I got here just in time.
Oh, my God! You stepped in front of the bullets!
No!
Couldn't let anything happen to you boys.
Oh ho, what's this? You threw yourself in harm's way to protect your crew, and now you are fatally wounded and shall surely die.
Yeah.
Well, that was very dumb. Now I can simply shoot your crew as well. It's no biggie for me. But perhaps it will be more fun if we play another game, yeah?
How about you tell me what I've got here?
You have a big fish? You are clutching in your hands a swordfish? For some reason?
That's right.
Excellent! I knew it! And so I get the point, yeah?
Yeah. All right, let's move out.
My time with the Trawlermen has been brief but eventful. Now I stand once more aboard the slaughtered Albatross, having just witnessed the explosive destruction of a sea Nazi base and a man getting impaled by a swordfish. I feel inspired by my experiences and strengthened by the camaraderie of the crew and our shared purpose. Yet I also feel a wave of melancholy washing over me. Our leader, the mighty, almost mythological skipper, McSalty, has come to the end of his voyage.
Get out of my way! Get out of my way! No! No! McSalty! No!
I'm sorry, Luna. I'll always be with you. In the wild, Heather.
Damn you, McSalty! Even though I totally knew this would happen. Damn you!
Max.
Yes, sir?
Come closer, boy.
Right, yes. That's a lot of blood. Maybe I'll just stay at this sort of distance. This seems good.
You did me proud, Max.
I did?
You'll make a fine Trawlerman.
Right. But not really.
Yes, really. It is my final wish. You will be a Trawlerman, Max.
Sure. But no. No, I'm not going to do that, McSalty.
You are.
But I'm not a Trawlerman. I don't want to be a Trawlerman. For Christ's sakes, I'm a podcaster.
So was I, son. So was I.
I signed a law this way.
Wait, no, what? What's happening?
And I'll serve
no,
out
stop.
The span of time.
Please stop singing. I'm not a Trawlerman. I'm not.
I'll not
Please
man
stop.
Boats again,
I'm not a Trawlerman.
In the sea.
I'm not
a
Trawlerman.
Them fish can think as well
I'm
as
not
you
a Trawlerman.
Just yesterday, the lookout's call had bent us to our work. I took me place like all the rest, and not be one to shirk. Now 13 men's been grounded, and the more
Definitely Human. Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.